What would you do differently if you had to do it over again, knowing what you know now? So, that was kind of a tough question, actually. I had to think about that one for a while. And one of the things that I would do differently, or at least if I could talk to myself at the beginning of this thing, I would tell myself to get ready for what turns out to be large-scale project management. And so our particular project had multiple partners, multiple stakeholders, and a number of different interest groups, including the state of Washington. And so we have a lot of stakeholders in the mix that had different ideas about what it was that we should be doing. And so l learning for me, I had to learn to be a little bit flexible in my approach, and sort of be really ready to manage a lot of those different opinions and try to give credit to each of them and pull them into the project if possible. And so I think the sort of managing the stakeholders was a big piece of that project management component that I hadn't done anything of this scale in my past. I'd managed plenty of curriculum projects, but this turns out to be way more than a curriculum project. In fact, this is more of a system design project than anything else. So I really wasn't prepared early on for the degree of energy and the outlay of time that I was going to have to put into doing this project. It really turned out to be almost the subject of 2 years of my life to get this project off the ground, not just through the approval process, but then also through the development process. And while I had some, faculty release time during this time periods, a lot of it came down to sort of balancing my academic work and this work, because I was not released for a good chunk of this time. And so I think there are two really important things that I learned anyway through this process. And if I don't know if I would do them differently, but I would do them early and make sure that they were done way at the beginning of the project. And so the first one of those things is really you always have to be at the table of discussion. And so respiratory therapy is a fairly small interest group in the grand scheme of health education and in the grand scheme of the community college system. And so in order to be at that table, I had done a significant amount of work, even just being a presence on campus ahead of time, which really put the respiratory care program sort of on the college's map. And those are the kinds of things that actually get you an invitation to the discussion. And that was my biggest, one of my biggest learning points really as a director is that to be really present on campus. We can't hold up in our respiratory therapy offices and not really engage with the rest of the campus. It doesn't serve us very well. And so I think that those being out there, being a leader on campus was what really led to us being granted the opportunity to be a part of this degree. And secondly, it always ended up giving us a seat at the table when discussions were being held. And the next thing that I'd say that I learned, or that I've the thing that most necessary attribute for success here was to be really skilled at telling your story. And so really that involves, having a good sense of what the respiratory therapy story is nationally in Washington, and also being able to tell that story to that audience. A group of administrators is going to want to hear different things than a group of technical advisory members. And so you have to be ready with the story that you need to tell to that particular group of audience. I think that's a real skill that I developed, not just through this project, but through my time as a program director. And so if I could tell myself to do something different, I think I would have told myself to hone in on those two things much earlier on, and it could have been that the respiratory therapy program was actually one of the pilots instead of one of the degrees that followed. Now, in terms of what I would do differently in the process, I think that in the process of developing this degree, I think I would have been closer to some of my on-campus partners. I think part of my any problems that I had during the course of degree development came from miscommunications and or issues that occurred or decisions that were made without my involvement. And so that's part of what drives me to say always be at the table is that those issues that any issue that I had really involved a decision that was made without my consideration. And in a large scale project with multiple groups building degrees and working together, that has a, that can happen. And so that's a really it can be discouraging and detrimental. But I think that by keeping those channels of communication very open and always being a part of the discussion, you tend to avoid those kind of problems.